touch and feel just to flick the ball over the net.
But he's going to want, obviously he's going to want to hold a serve here, but I think if he holds his serve in a dominant way, a nice quick service game, I think that will just hammer home the point that he's back and back in this match.
Zverev missing with his first serve, somebody banging into something. The second serve, Echeverry makes room for himself on his forehand, backhand cross court from Zverev, who's onto his forehand, winding things up again, repelled by Echeverry. Two good forehands in a row from the Argentinian. Now he angles a backhand across court to the backhand side of the German. Backhand to backhand here. Low over the net from Echeverry. A change of angle on the backhand side from Zverev. Forehand cross court from Echeverry. He's slicing again on his backhand. Zverev's there with, well, he's trying to slice the backhand just over the net. He didn't get that one right. It's into the net.
Well, an error from Zverev, but a clever change of pace from Echeverry there, just breaking up that rally where you could feel Zverev was just winding up to keep turning the pace up on that forehand side. Instead, he had to cope with a slice and he then got his reply wrong.
A lot of you asking what order the men's singles semi-finals are going to be played in on Friday. Good serve from Zverev. Ang on the backhand, he was coming in behind that. Echeverry saw him, tried to pass up the line, but net. I don't think a decision's been made on that. Obviously, we don't yet know the identity of the semi-finalists for the second semi. The obvious thing would be that, well, whoever played first, and in this instance, that would be Alcaraz and Djokovic would go first. But don't forget, the winners today still have 2 days to recover for the semi-final. So I suspect, with television demands, that the Djokovic-Alcaraz match would go on second. I don't know. I mean, Lady, you're very good at all sorts of things. Let's see if Echeverry comes in and puts away a really good approach shot, hammering a mid-court ball into Zverev's backhand corner on his backhand side.
Well, as you say, they will all have had suitable rest. So I think it may be dictated by TV, and you would assume that the demands for TV would put it as the night match. Of course, Amazon Prime have the rights to night matches here in France. You have US TV, who will be interested in the matches being as late as possible, because that's better audience for the US time difference.
Great serve from Sasha Zverev. Echeverry did well just to get it back into play at all. But Zverev came in behind his serve and angled away a backhand winner. Technically, of course, on Friday, there isn't a night session, but the first match, I believe, is a not before 2:45, something like that. So obviously if that goes 4 hours, you're talking seven-ish before the second semi-final will begin, and if that's another 4 hours, well, it will be effectively a night session.
Yes, I mean, it could. You could see it becoming a twilight session, if you like. So perhaps that second semi-final might not start till 5:30.
Yeah, I believe there is a not before for the second semi, which is around 5:30. So as soon as we know, of course, we'll let you know. But I don't suppose that decision will be made for a little while yet. Now the backhand from Echeverry onto the forehand side of Zverev. And then, oh dear, cross court on the forehand and wide and wild. And you heard what Echeverry thought about that. So Zverev holds on. He's walking back a little slowly to his chair. They both sit down. They both ponder life. Not for long, as Simon has reminded us, just for the 60 seconds on serve in set number three. Still a set apiece. Lots of other matches continuing on the outside courts. I notice Henry Searle, the British junior, who most impressively made it through to the quarterfinals of the singles today. He and his Canadian partner, Kaelin Rice, are about to get going against Eksted and Schön of the United States and Switzerland. That's on court four. Searle tomorrow, I presume it will be tomorrow, has a quarterfinal against the number three seed. I was talking to his coach, Morgan Phillips, who's done a brilliant job with Searle at the Loughborough Academy. They've been together since last September, and Morgan has been given a lot of credit. I mean, Henry Searle's always been one of the best juniors in the country, but he's gone up a notch over the past few months. So he's very pleased with the way he's played this week. He has got a big game. These conditions have suited him, but he admits it's going to be tough tomorrow.
Well, it's all learning at this stage of Henry Searle's career, and for all these juniors, part of the reason for coming here is not just to win matches and pitch your game against the best in the world, but it's also the experience of playing a Grand Slam, understanding what it feels like, understanding what the locker room is like, what the vibe is like, where you organise your practice courts, all of that. It's a replication of the pro game, the junior circuit, and including the Grand Slams. And they make an effort to make it as much like the pro circuit and the real thing as they can, so that players benefit from that experience. The juniors are usually overall at Court Suzanne Longlong, where they have the locker rooms there, they have a player lounge there. But you know, you're being around your heroes, you're sometimes get the opportunity to practice with some of the top players, because of course for the players at this stage of a slam there aren't many practice partners around.
No.
So if your coach is not if you want to hit with a left hander, for example, you'll often call on one of the juniors. Djokovic, for example, always makes a point of hitting with juniors.
It's a magnificent opportunity for them. And I was mentioning this story earlier about Oliver Bonding, another of the British juniors, who had a very up and down day, because on Monday played very well in the singles, lost narrowly in three sets, then with his Moroccan partner won in the first round of the doubles 12-10. I think they saved the match point against the French pair. The great news for Bonding was, I'll tell you that after this, because here's a drop shot with a plus one shot from Echeverry. It's a brilliant drop shot on his forehand side. Sensible thing to do with Zverev standing so far back for return. So he wins that doubles match, which meant he didn't have to go back to the UK to sit his maths GCE paper, which was due to take place today. The educators had said, well, if you can't get back, we'll give you an average grade. So that was the incentive he had to win his first round of doubles, having lost in the singles. And they were due to play, I think, the number one seeds. And his Moroccan partner pulled out with an injury yesterday.
He'd be off my Christmas card list if that meant I had to go and do my GCSE maths.
Well, fortunately, it was too late to go back and do that. But nonetheless, they were going to be on a big court playing the number one seeds. And I know the Bonding family were, shall we say, not impressed by the decision of the Moroccan. However, the bonus was that he was then invited to hit with Casper Ruud. So that's an invaluable experience.
And that is all part of the journey, isn't it? And it happens, that happens at senior level. We saw Taylor Townsend and Jamie Murray. Taylor Townsend had the news that Jamie Murray had got food poisoning. That was the end of their mixed doubles campaign.
Another terrific volley from Zverev. And a potentially significant one as well, because the balance of power has shifted in the German's favour. Again, he has break points, two break points, having been struggling at the end of the second set and the start of the third. He seems to be bossing things again. Echeverry, 2-3, 15-40.
Yes, Zverev has really done a good job of shaking off that indifferent start to this set.
Echeverry's going to the forehand of the German and then going down the line, backhand from Sasha Zverev. He's going over that backhand to the middle of the court. Now he's going to play a forehand to the forehand side of Echeverry. The backhand again, shorter ball that Echeverry can attack, and he finds a brilliant angle himself on it. Was it in?
It was in.
Wow.
Shake of the head from Zverev.
Yeah, I mean, it was an awkward short angle on the backhand side, and I did think he was just going to stray into the tram lines. Did brilliantly to keep that in court.
It was an incredibly acute angle, wasn't it? But yeah, Zverev shaking his head really because of the kind of cleverness of the shot.
It's still break point though. And Echeverry's gone right down the middle, and the return is right onto his baseline. Terrific return, which forces the error on the Argentinian's plus one, and he is broken. A roar from the lion, as many call him. He's 4-2 up in this third set.
Well, excellent regrouping from Zverev, and now for Echeverry it's a test of his self-belief, because Zverev is very much saying to him, with the way he's played in the last few games, I'm not going anywhere. I'm the higher ranked player. I'm the more accomplished player. You've done very well. You've played your part, and now it's my turn.
Well, I got confused for a moment. I was saying it was 4-2. That's what the score was saying. Both players walk back to their chairs, thinking, what are they doing? Sitting down at 4-2, but in fact, both have just changed their rackets.
Well, as we've been saying, it's cloudy overhead. It's also getting on into the early evening here in Paris. Conditions will be changing. They'll be slowing down. We do tend to see racket changes as players use a slightly different string tension as we get into the evening, as things cool down a little bit.
Zverev serving at 4-2 and starting with a brilliant serve down the middle. But an off-balance Argentinian can only return into the net, and he's beginning a few more vocals, I think, in the general direction of his camp now. This is Thomas Martin Echeverri. Joe Warren was interested in our discussion of comedy greats. Wants to bring somebody into that conversation. As Zverev looks to go out wide to the right-hander's backhand. Doesn't quite get that one right. Somebody's just running along the photographer's pit right behind Echeverri, which must be a little bit distracting. The second serve, Argentinian with an inside-out forehand, and Zverev with a short angle on the backhand. High ball is put away. Is it? No, he's missed it. Zverev misses the forehand volley across court. That was a little heavy-handed. Joe Warren says, I feel I need to bring Victoria Wood into the conversation. Loved her. Can't do it. Piano sketch. Comedy gold. Gone too soon. That's Joe Warren in Maidstone in Kent.
Yes, Victoria Wood, one of my comedy heroes. Maidstone's very near where I live. Not very interestingly.
That's fascinating.
Interesting for me and Joe, not for really anybody else.
Well, I'm sure you're devotees, those who don't already know where you live, will be delighted to have that latest bit of information. 4-2-15 all. Forehand return from Echeverri. Deep. Zverev forced backwards onto his backhand side, but then Echeverri rushes his backhand a little and nets.
I'm not aware of any stalkers. I'm not, you know, like Alex Kurecha, who has to worry about people stalking him, endlessly watching him when he's just trying to quietly go about his business, making him go on air when he's busy. He's a very busy man.
Yeah, that's why he's employed a security guard in the box to the left of us now, just to make absolutely sure things don't get out of hand. I think the Empress has got a soft spot for him, that's the bottom line.
I think we've all got a soft spot for him. Of course, made his Radio Roland Garros debut last night, did Alex Kurecha.
He did indeed. He was so excited about the way Carlos Alcaraz was playing, as of course are we all, but I think in particular for a great Spanish player who knows that Rafa's time is coming towards an end, at least, to have his successor already showing the sort of form he is, has to be great for the nation, has to be great for the sport, of course, and it's a huge challenge for everybody else out there looking to muscle in at the top of the men's game as the big four begin to hang up their rackets. One already has, of course, in Roger Federer. Now there's an inside-out forehand from Sasha Zverev, forehand to forehand, and into the net on the forehand side from the Argentinian. He's just getting a little untidy at the moment.
This is good from Zverev. Again, it's just reminding Echeverri of his dominance, ramming the point home in every possible sense.
The familiar bouncing of the balls, the look up, the ball toss, the deep serve to the backhand of Echeverri. Oh, and then Zverev goes a little too fancifully on his forehand. Mistimed that, perhaps?
Yeah, it looked a little bit loose, didn't it? I think he did mistime it. He just did a shadow stroke afterwards, just correcting himself. Still a point for 5-2.
I know we're not meant to do these. Richard Leitch, Under the Rune of Love by Shawadi Wadi. That good? Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
I think that was pretty good. I think we're going to compile a top 10 movies and top 10 songs and present them to the Empress.
Well, it sounds as though Sasha Zverev likes that idea. He also likes the fact that Echeverri's just gone long and Zverev has another game under his belt. He now leads by 5-2 in the third set. It's one set all.
Well, we're talking about the order of play for Friday. We do know the order of play for Thursday.
Aha.
So let's just remind you, we brought it to you earlier, but we're going to start here on Radio Roland Garros with the mixed doubles final. and that is Miyu Kato and Tim Peartz against Andreescu and Michael Venus. So I know we've got a lot of fans in Canada. You might have to set your alarms early to catch Bianca Andreescu in the mixed doubles final.
I had my knuckles wrapped for the pronunciation of the German. It's you've got to say his surname. It's Tim, obviously. The suggestion from Astrid earlier is that you then, if you, especially Americans, if they don't like something they've seen, they go, ooh. So it's Peartz.
Peartz.
Yeah, apparently. Sorry.
Well, I'm doing that, so now I'm going to have that in my head. Well, I shall work on it, Astrid.
I'll send you an
invoice. I'll do my best. Following that mixed doubles final will be the first of tomorrow's women's singles semi-final. Quite a day of tennis in prospect on court. Philippe Chatrier, Karolina Muchova against Aryna Sabalenka. Marcus's dark horse against the second seed. And following that will be Iga Swiatek against Beatrice Haddad-Maia.
Another great day to look forward to, so please do join us. Stay with us for the rest of the week, and then we'll all find something to do with our lives next Monday morning. Here's Echeverry serving to stay in the third set at 2-5. Zverev's going low on his backhand side. Had to scoop a little for that. Now he plays a backhand inside out, or rather an inside in forehand from Echeverry. Is long. And this set is, well, if it hasn't already got away from him, it's about to, I think. Bronson says John Cleese was gold. Faulty Towers, we mentioned that. Faulty Bowers, as we call it now, in honour of Chris Bowers. It's a miss with the first serve. Monty Python was a way to get in a good mood, says Bronson on the Gold Coast. Canem says the late great deadpan Mitch Hedberg is my comedy hero. Deep return from Zverev. He's got a short ball now. He's played a big forehand into the corner. He's got a high ball to put away. And, well, he sort of put it away. To be fair to Thomas Martin Echeverry, from way behind his baseline, almost just in front of the front row, he got racket on ball, but he couldn't guide it back into play. The power of the German, just too much for him.
Vishal says, everyone has their own target, but since I am rooting for Holger Rune, I want this match to go on for 5 sets and 5 hours. Well, I think it's looking less likely than it was, Vishal, but you never know. I don't think we can write off Echeverry at this moment.
But if he wants to prolong this set, he's going to come up, will have to come up with several good points in a row. He hasn't there. A little shrug towards his box as his forehand cross court goes wide to bring up 3 set points for Sasha Zverev, as Ella in Melbourne says, the goodies and the young ones.
I loved the goodies.
Comedy gold.
Love the goodies.
Merci.
Goodies. Goodies. Goodie. Yum, yum.
Enough.
Just teeing up set point.
It is set point. It's love 40. And Zverev's on his backhand, the inside out forehand from Echeverry. He'll now go cross court with his forehand. That's good.
Good ease.
Jens.
You're on fire. And you're a young one.
Thank you. One of those might be true. Both are questionable.
Well, we seem to be moving towards Comedy Heroes, so you can get in touch. French Open Radio at fft.fr. French Open Radio at fft.fr. And the email at radio_RG. Don't know why we've moved on to comedy, but anything to keep the conversation going in between the drama. It's 15:40. It's a backhand reply from Zverev. Backhand cross court from Echeverry. Slice on the backhand deep and long from Zverev. Ooh, Sasha Zverev got a little frustrated, hammered the ball up the other end, narrowly avoiding a ball boy.
Well, we have seen earlier in this tournament how a carelessly hit ball can get you in all sorts of trouble. And the other thing is, it tends to get the crowd against you. Just those sort of signs of a little bit of petulance from Sasha Zverev. Just missing a very big backhand down the line on return of serve.
That would have been some way to close out the set, but Echeverry's done well here. He's got himself back from love 40 to deuce. I think luckily for Zverev, not many people saw him hitting that ball. He sort of checked his frustration, but it was travelling at a rate of knots, and the ball boy out of the corner of his eye saw it and made sure there was no damage done. But Zverev just has to be careful. All players do, as Elena was saying. And that forehand on the return is into the net from Zverev. So 4 points in a row for Echeverry, who has now got a chance to hold on to his serve and ask a question. And we know that Zverev's second serve in particular could be very fragile at key moments. Quite breezy again, still overcast. Echeverry remains pretty upright before serving. Now he rocks back. And the first serve just goes beyond the service box. It's swiped back by Zverev into the net and picked up by a ball girl. Long dark hair, blue cap, and the traditional ball girl's outfit that they favoured here this year. And that return from Zverev on his backhand side is long. And it's an unlikely hold of serve from love 40 for Thomas Martin Echeverry, which means that Sasha Zverev will have to do a bit more work to win this set. He's still in control of it. He's going to serve for it now at 5-3.
Well, that's all you can do in this situation if you're Thomas Martin Echeverry is make Zverev serve for it. You've just got to take care of your own business and put the pressure back on your opponent. And he has broken the Zverev serve in this set. He knows he can do it. Could be a little bit of pressure on Zverev here.
Well, it's a decent return from Echeverry, who's slicing on the backhand to the backhand side of Zverev. And then Echeverry makes room for himself on his forehand, goes with the inside in, but overhits it.
Well, and those were going in, weren't they, at the start of this set? And you have to credit Zverev with this fight back. He's started hitting better. He's been hitting with much more discipline, much more intent. And that is drawing the errors from Echeverry.
5-3-15, love. Forehand return down the middle of the court from Echeverry onto that backhand, to the backhand side of Zverev, who comes up with a drop shot. There's a drop shot in return from Echeverry, and the Argentinians was much better than the Germans.
It's a terrible drop shot, really, from Zverev under the circumstances. I mean, it was the right choice of shot, but he wasn't in the right position to hit it, and he ended up really just looping a nice, inviting, tasty mid-court ball for Echeverry.
5-3-15 all. Zverev so close to taking this third set, but he hasn't done so yet. He's ready now, and he serves down the middle. Backhand return from Echeverry. Looping forehand from Zverev. Flatter forehand cross-court from Echeverry at the angle again to the forehand side of Zverev, who goes down the line, sliced on the backhand cross-court by Echeverry, having to really stretch again, gets a forehand back into play. He's in trouble here. He's trying to pass Zverev, but oh, what a volley. What a stretch volley from Sasha Zverev, who was controlling the rally. And then Echeverry threatened from nowhere, really, to pass him up the line. And we saw again how good Zverev can be in the forecourt.
Well, that was great anticipation from Sasha Zverev. He's tall, he's got a long reach. But you've got to know which way to reach. And he just read that actually very good passing shot from Echeverry. And one of the better volleys that Zverev has hit in this match so far.
Takes him to within 2 points of the third set at 5-3, 30-15. And he, comes up with a belter down the middle. Ace, 205 kilometres an hour. Gallons. Nothing that Echeverry could do about that. And it's set points. Excitement for some, encouragement from others. The serve from Zverev. It's another very good one. It comes back into play, but it's a simple put away at the net from Sasha Zverev. He's rebounded really well after the disappointments for him at the end of set number two and the start of set number three. He's righted the ship, and after 2 hours and 22 minutes, he leads by 2-1. And look at the hubbub of activity on the court. No sooner has the set finished than Echeverry's packing his bags. He's heading off for a change of clothing. Zverev is just sitting down. We've got a change of the ball boys. We've got a couple of people just sweeping the courts. We've got two other people cleaning the lines. We've got someone else checking the net. We've got a guy in a beard doing goodness knows what. It's busier than Waterloo Station in the rush hour.
It's amazing, isn't it? It was like sort of ants coming out all of a sudden this rush of people onto court. And with a clay court, you do always have this hive of activity at the end of a set because the court needs to be swept. Each line individually needs to be swept. They're doing that now with brooms. And the court surface itself along the baseline is being swept with, it's almost like a sort of large rectangle of chains that is pulled with a triangle rope behind the member of the grounds team. Well, if you've ever played on a clay court or an Ontakar court, you will have seen all this paraphernalia at the side of the court. Some people are not very good at cleaning the court, sweeping the court after they've used it, but this is the etiquette, is that you should take care to do all this at the end of each set and at the end of a match.
Well, good luck getting a junior who's just lost a tight match to remember to sweep the court afterwards. Zverev, by the way, has also gone off court, so we have no players now. Umpire Alison Hughes is just a little bit lonely up in her chair. She's got two ball boys standing behind her. Jose and his team of four has now come on with the hose.
Jose the hoser.
The guy in second place has got a wonderful beard. He looks like something out of ZZ Top.
Yeah, he's got a hipster beard, hasn't he?
Yeah. Zverev's back very quickly. He's only gone off court for about 30 seconds or so. Simon and Courtney were mentioning the fact that because he's diabetic, he sometimes has to have an insulin injection at the end of every set. You can't do that on court. So maybe he went to do that, I don't know. Or maybe it was just a quick visit to the gents.
Yes, I mean, he might go and measure his blood sugar and just check it's okay. Zverev just walking to the baseline, just trying to keep warm, keep moving. He's got all the momentum with him. He will not want too long a delay here because he'd be keen to get on with it and try and get out of this match in four sets if he possibly can. Stephen says, ready at Roland Garros, what a great way to follow the Roland Garros matches for those of us currently at work with no video access to matches. Well, Stephen, we are here. We'll bring you every ball of this match and every ball of the night session match. Max says, Echeverry has three E's in his name.
Uh-oh.
Can you name the other five men to reach a Grand Slam quarterfinal in the Open era with three E's in their surname?
Oh, my goodness. I'll have to write that down and think about it. So Echeverry's got three E's.
Yeah, so we're looking...
Five other men, was it?
We're looking for five other men who've been in a Grand Slam quarterfinal in the Open era.
Oh, okay, well, you think that wouldn't be too difficult.
But you say that...
We won't get any of them. So.
We won't get any of them. And then Max will call us hopeless again.
Henry Searle has got two E's in his surname, so clearly he's not the answer to the question. But I mentioned a little earlier that he's made it through to the quarterfinals of the boys' singles. And he and his partner, the Canadian, I keep saying Kaelin Rice. I'm pretty sure that's his name. Let me just double-check that before.
I've thought of someone with lots of E's.
Oh, go on.
Federer.
F-E-D-E. Yes, that's one. Very, very good.
I quite like Marcus that had to spell out the name Federer.
Just to make absolutely sure.
He was quite good. He's retired now.
Has he? Where did he come from?
Somewhere in the middle of Europe. Okay. Landlocked country. Can't remember the name of it.
I've been doing Henry Searle's doubles partner a disservice. Keep calling him Kaelin Rice. It's Keegan Rice. I do apologise.
As in Kevin?
Yes. Probably not named after Kevin. You never know. I don't know how big Kevin was in Canada.
Kevin Keegan was a reasonably famous footballer.
Oh,
English footballer. Played for Hamburg as well.
He did. Famously. Back in the 70s. Made his name at Liverpool. Played for England. I'm pretty sure he won the Bundesliga title with Hamburg. And then he played for Southampton. And became a very successful manager at Newcastle United as well. And for England. Anyway, Keegan Rice and Henry Searle have taken the first set of their boys' doubles match on court four.
Sasha Zverev is just asking, somewhat politely, why it's taking so long for Thomas Echeverry. And Alison Hughes just explaining that he has an official with him. They are timing these things. Under the rules these days, the timing begins from the moment you go into the bathroom, not from the moment you leave the court. So they are, I think you have 5 minutes once you go into the bathroom.
what, lock the door or literally go into the bathroom? Remove an item of clothing? I mean, how specific are we going to be here, Lady E? We're not going to be any more specific, I can see from that pursed look.
No.
A look of disdain from Lady E.
You know what? I think our main goal here should be trying to not get ourselves in any more trouble.
Okay.
You and your copulating pigeons and your bathroom questions.
I do still laugh at a suggestion that Greg Rosetsky came up with some years ago. It's been a hot topic of conversation, of course, for a long time now, these very long bathroom breaks. I think I probably bored you with this last year, Eleanor, but I'll mention it again. Just say Rice and Sol won that first set 6-2, by the way. Greg's suggestion was that they have a loo courtside, like a porter cabin thing. So you go in there nice and quickly.
Would it be glass so that we could keep an eye on what was happening?
Well, it wasn't glass, but after about a minute or however long, one side is taken out. That would hurry you up a little bit. For some reason, the authorities never quite cottoned on to that idea. So Greg likes to think in different ways. Backhand down the line. First point of the fourth set here. And a miss hit in the end from Sasha Zverev. It's Echeverry who is serving, trailing by two sets to one.
Well, you could mic the players up, couldn't you? Finished!
Again, don't think that's an idea that they're going to go with.
You could have a form of shot clock. Just slightly amend the name.
Oh, right, lady. Now we'll just move on, shall we? I thought I'd expected better of you.
I don't know why.
No, nor do I. I'll give you for long enough. 15 love. Bill's been in touch. He's in Chicago. Oh, yes. He's asked if we remember the Larry Sanders show on HBO.
Yes, with Gary Shandling.
Yes. Backhand to backhand at the moment in this rally, and it's Zverev who goes long again. First 2 points on serve to Echeverry.
It satirised a kind of chat show, really, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It was a behind-the-scenes satire showing the dysfunction of the staff, says Bill, the producer, the writers, the sidekick, and of course the host. I do remember it. So sort of I'd like to see again. I think I was a bit young to fully appreciate it first time around. And Richard's written to you about Maidstone.
He has. He's used to live in Maidstone and likes the coastal towns that I've talked about. It's a bit niche, isn't it? Discussion of Kent coastal towns.
Yes, we won't go big on that. Oh, what a pickup. What a pickup. On the half volley from Sasha Zverev.
Grant against.
Max says, one of the players that has three E's in their name is a former world number one. Come on.
Well, that is Roger Federer.
One of them could be Roger Federer. That's just the one that I thought of. It doesn't mean there aren't others who were world number one and had three E's in their name and made a Grand Slam quarterfinal in the Open era.
Okay. I'm going to think about that. It's difficult while doing the ball by ball, but inside out forehand from Echeverry, and Zverev just misses up the line.
Boris Beaker.
Yes.
Rafael Nadal.
That's not going to help. Metrovelli, says Berith.
I'd also say, what about Andrei Medvedev?
Says Berith as well.
And Daniel Medvedev.
Says Berith as well.
Is Berith very good at this and better at this than we are?
Berith is brilliant. We've only got to get one more now. Backhand from Zverev to the backhand side of his Argentinian opponent. Hard hitting, of course, from Sasha Zverev. Goes up the line with his backhand. Forehand cross court from Echeverry. Having to stretch, going down the line with his forehand. Oh, he's got that one right. And when he does, it's a really spectacular shot. And that's an excellent hold of serve at the start of set number four for the Argentinian. Yeah. Andre and Daniil Medvedev, Alex Metrovelli, Roger Federer. So we reckon there's one more man with three E's in his surname who reached the quarterfinals of a slam in the Open era.
Can you remember how to spell Berasategui?
Berra. That's the one. That's got to be the one.
It's got enough E's in there.
Probably got more than three, hasn't it?
I don't know. I just like listening to you on Radio Roland Garros trying to remember how to spell things.
B-E-
and not sounding at your most intelligent
R-E-
at that moment.
S-E Berasategui. I think that's got four. It's only got three. I think you've done it, Lady E. Magnificent.
Richard's come up with a great song title involving the Empress. Give me all your loving by Gigi Top. She's going to love that.
Perhaps inspired by the guy on the hose with that beard earlier. In comes Zverev. Good forceful attacking play from the German. Seized upon a short ball.
15-0.
And put it away ruthlessly. Oh, well, Max, I think we've got more than Max bargained for, because he says Julien Beneteau is the other one. We're up to six, Max. We're good. Well, thanks to Berith, we are anyway.
I would just like to say in my defence that I was thinking of them at the same time as Berith.
Yeah, it was funny that you seemed to come out with them just as Berith's email appeared.
It was all coming from inside here, Marcus. It's all up here.
Oh.
Guns
oh, Lady E. Berith Ategi's only got two E's.
So, well, that was your spelling.
I thought he had four.
How would you get four? Where would you put them
all? I thought
all?
It was B-E-R-E. It's Berra. But, thanks, Max. He says, Berith Ategi has two E's, you fool.
Fair enough. Honestly, Max, you saved me the trouble.
Love one, 15-all. Zverev misses with his first serve. Low-flying pigeon threatens to come and visit us and evoke old conversations, but we've definitely moved past that. The second serve, forehand reply down the middle of the court and into the net from Zverev. Well, a little bit of Argentinian hope again early in this fourth set. 15:30 on the giant German's serve. They've been playing for 2 hours and 34 minutes. This is the last of the day matches on Châtrier tonight. Aruna and Ruud. 8:15 local time. Forehand cross court, dragging Echeverri out wide. Zverev takes him there again, and now he'll come in and he's going to put away a drive volley. But Echeverri read that. He was able to get there in time, but he could only put up a pretty loose defensive lob, and there was Zverev to smash it away.
He's coming forward with a lot more confidence now, Zverev, than he was earlier in this match. He was being drawn in earlier and being drawn in by drop shots from Echeverri, smart play, slice. And now he's in attacking mode and he's coming in as and when he feels ready and as and when it's part of his game plan. And that's been a big change-up for him.
30-all, good serve, and the slice backhand's going to drift long on the return. Melissa in Cleveland, congratulations. She has, she had suggested Julien Beneteau as well. Now, John hasn't quite got it. John in Sweden says Stefan Edberg. John, you can't count the first name. So, no, Edberg's only got two.
Ruby says Medvedev. That's right. Two Medvedevs for the price of one.
As Zverev goes to the backhand side of Echeverri. He's had a stretch again off both wings, is Echeverri. And then, don't tell me he's guided that pass beyond Zverev. Not quite, just
not
long.
Quite.
But Zverev must have had his heart in his mouth for a moment. It's a good effort from Echeverri. Not good enough. A hold for Zverev. One apiece in the fourth. The German leading by 2 sets to 1.
Gabrielle's come up with a nickname for you. How about, since you're in France, says Gabrielle, how about the Marquis de Marcus?
Ooh.
You like that?
I do like that. I think I'm still favouring Baron Buckland. But
no, you've had two Marquis here. Perhaps you're too tense.
Oh, my goodness me. How long have we got, Stefan, in this one? The applause is not for Lady Eleanor's latest pun. It's an ace for Thomas Martin Echeverri to start his latest service game. That's his fourth ace of the match, actually. He's matched Zverev in that regard. So 1-all, 15-love. Looking for another one. Out wide to the German's backhand. Puts it into the tram line. Tall, balding line judge indicated that by raising his left arm. Second serve to the backhand is very off balance and just long. It's caught the back edge of Echeverri's baseline. Terrific return. Ball kicked up a little bit, but Zverev lent into it and got the distance absolutely spot on, back edge of the baseline. Nothing at all that Echeverry could do about that. 15 all. Argentinian's ready again. Doesn't get that serve right though. It's got the wrong trajectory. It just fires itself into the bottom of the net. Second serve to the forehand of Zverev. Cross court on the forehand with a plus one from Echeverry. And somewhat strangely and unexpectedly, Zverev makes an error on his forehand side.
It's a slightly scrappy game from both men. It's almost as though there's a little bit of a lull.
Yeah.
At the start of these sets, and that could give someone an opportunity.
Well, Echeverry needs it to be him here, trailing by 2-1. A turn down the middle of the court from Zverev, who now launches into a backhand, which is repelled by the Argentinian, who's slicing on his backhand side. Mid-court ball for Zverev, and he drags it wide.
Hans Kens.
Lots of ambient noise. I do love the atmosphere at Roland Garros, the passion.
The singing.
Yeah.
We've lost the band, though. We haven't seen them all day, actually. Maybe they're saving themselves for the night match.
Well, I hope so. It's not quite the same without the band.
No, I mean, poor Gigi's had to walk in and out of rooms without her usual fanfare.
Yeah. So much for the band played on, eh? Backhand cross court to the double-handed backhand up the line from Echeverry. He's just missed it. He wants the umpire, Alison Hughes, to have a look. She's getting down from her chair. She's moving across. I think she's already made up her mind, but let's see. She'd made up her mind. It was out. It looked out from the naked eye. She'd have had a good view from her chair, which she's clambering back into now. I must say she's got an excellent French accent.
She has, Hughes,
doesn't
yes.
She?
Well, a hugely experienced umpire, of course. I'm sure she's been here many times over the years.
Serves maybe, it to the net.
I was going to say, maybe you end up with a great accent, but only for certain words. Your vocabulary is tiny. It's quiet, please.
Yes.
The scores. Game, set, and match.
And then she says, avez-vous un bière?
Je voudrais un sandwich.
Slice backhand into the net from Zverev. Echeverry's managed to hold on. So three holds at the start of set number four. It's Zverev at 1-2, leading by 2-1. Kevin says, my horn is at the ready if the band doesn't show up. Now I just need a flight to Paris, a taxi to Roland Garros, and a ticket to the night session. I can make it.
Perhaps we could sort of dial you in on Zoom, and you could just play a fanfare every now and again from your living room.
I do think any of you, and we're so delighted to have as many regular listeners as we do, but if any of you are seriously thinking about coming, you've got to. You only live life once. This is a very special place, and it's not just about the tennis. You can head very quickly into town. The metros are regular. All the great sights are almost within walking distance, to be honest, and there are just so many amazing cafes or those outside tables where everyone's sitting, drinking chilled wine, eating some oysters or some snails or whatever it might be. No wonder it's the city of love, the city of lights. At this time of the year, when it's warm, sultry, it's got a lot to recommend it, I have to say.
And of course, we had Vic here yesterday, who was listening to Roland Garros, Radio Roland Garros, while sitting here on Court Philippe Chatrier. She had her headphones in, and Gigi and I were chatting away to her.
Oh.
Every so often.
When was this? Last night?
Yesterday, during the day.
Oh, yes, that's right.
But she was there the previous night as well. She gave us a wave. But yesterday, she was sitting very close to where our commentary box was.
She's not come back today. Oh, that mishit return to a serve that was out very nearly took Alison Hughes in her umpire's chair out. Ball boy beside it tried to stop the ball. He couldn't get to it. Alison took some evasive action. She's still in one piece. Forehand return now from Zverev, who's going onto his backhand down the line to the forehand cross court from Echeverry. Zverev takes the pace off the ball. Echeverry hits the ball even harder, but Zverev's holding on in this point at the moment, playing a backhand to the midpoint. It's another slice now from Zverev, the inside-out forehand from Echeverry. He's dominated this. Is he going to take advantage of it in the end? Yes, he is, as he comes in, sweeps the ball onto the forehand side of Zverev, who nets.
A great rally from both men, and Zverev not far away from running that forehand down. He would have had to pull off a spectacular pass to win that point. And Echeverry is very much still in this match. He's fighting. He's clinging on.
Merci.
There are those dulcet tones again of the bilingual. I want to say she's bilingual. I think she could order a beer perfectly. The umpire. Love 15. Make that 15 all thanks to an ace right down the middle, 210 kilometres an hour. His fifth of the match.
Richard says, lipstick on your collar. Richard's got an eye and an ear for these things. He's come up with quite a few of our movie and song titles with a tennis pun in them.
If he's not careful, the Empress will block him soon.
Or us.
Both, probably. Forehand from Echeverry is wide. Looking to take the attack to Zverev there. Dave in Detroit's been in touch. Thanks for the great calls and patisserie puns. I'm hunkered down here in an architecture studio as the Canadian wildfire smoke spreads through the Midwest and Northeast of the United States. Well, I'm sorry to hear about that. So if it can be controlled sooner rather than later. Red Sox is going to, I think, annoy our stats man. He's got a great challenge for Max. Come back to that in a moment. Max will now say he's heading off to have a swim with his children. Ace again from Zverev. Again, it's down the middle. This one at 193 kilometres an hour. Finding his rhythm in this service game. Gone from 4-6 on the ace count. Red Sox says, can Max come up with a singles or doubles match where the players involved cover all 26 letters of the alphabet exactly once? Says that'll take care of Max for a few days.
That'll take care of Max till this time next year.
He likes a challenge, does our Max. Backhand reply down the middle of the court from Zverev. Slice on the backhand from Echeverry, right onto the sideline. The point continues. Big forehand from Echeverry. Zverev's equal to that. Another big forehand from Echeverry. Three in a row on the forehand side from the Argentinian. Now the backhand into the corner. Zverev gets there with a slice. The point continues with another big inside-out forehand from Echeverry. He's hitting the cover off this ball, but terrific defending from Zverev until that moment when Echeverry got a bit of luck with the net cord. That cut down the speed of the ball. He had been crunching it off both wings. And Zverev finally surrendered.
Well, and that last ball of Echeverry also had a little bit of good fortune because it hit the line, and I think that slightly changed the flight of the ball. Caused Zverev to miss hit.
Merci. S'il vous plaît. Merci.
Someone has tweeted in Nora, I think, saying the schedule has been set since before the tournament. We were talking about which way round the men's semi-finals will be played on Friday. As Zverev, I thought he had another ace down the middle. Just missed the mark. It's 40-30. Zverev serving at 1-2, leading by 2-1. You're listening to Radio Roland Garros. I'm Marcus Buckland, alongside Eleanor Preston. That's a double fault. Second serve long. So Nora's saying the schedule is set before the tournament. Top half for the men will play first. That's why last year Nadal versus Zverev was the first semi-final.
I think we'll try and get some clarity on that one. Certainly that's obviously how it works for the opening rounds, the first week.
Well, Zverev, having come up with two huge aces down the middle, has now produced a brilliant one. Angling away from the right-hander's forehand. 185 km, but it was all about the positioning. So what an eventful service game this has been. And it's now another game point for the German. Shot clock coming down to 4 seconds as he gets ready. Forehand return, deep to the backhand of Zverev, forcing backhand from Echeverry. Reply without any great pace from Zverev, who slices his backhand to the forehand of the Argentinian. Then a big forehand down the line from Zverev. An overhead's not great. Echeverri is back in the point as a result of that. He's forcing a backhand to the backhand side of Zverev, who takes the pace off the ball again. Big inside in forehand from Echeverri. Cross court on his forehand side now. Zverev is defending so well. He's got a forehand low. Mid-court ball for Echeverri. The inside out forehand winner. Zverev was defending well, but perhaps he was just a little too passive. And if at first you don't succeed, try again. And Echeverri goes over to the side of the court, raises his arm with his racket and says, tell me how much you like that.
Well, this crowd likes it a lot, don't they? We've heard chants of Tomas. And they like the way he's sticking in with this match. They like the way he's fighting for his place in this tournament.
S'il vous plaît.
And as you say, Zverev there, just reverting to some of the passive play that we saw after Echeverri had levelled the match at the start of the third set, where Zverev really struggled a bit for a few games until he turned things round.
Well, that serve's clipped the top of the tape and gone long. Echeverri not really changing his position at all to return the second serve. Into the net. Not the first time, not by any means the first time we have seen a really awkward second serve from Zverev that just dribbles into the net and presents Tomas Martin Echeverri with a breakpoint opportunity early in this fourth set.
Well, that's the ninth double fault of the match for Zverev. How costly is it going to be?
Well, he's found a good first serve this time, and he's taken Echeverri out wide. High defensive ball from Echeverri, and it's not hammered away, but it's guided away into the open court by Zverev. He kept his cool well.
Well, and crucially, and it was guided away from Echeverri. It was always moving away from the Argentinian. He could have chased it down all night and never quite got there.
Joy's been in touch. He's on the road to Washington, D.C. to buy a cello. Go Echeverri, says Joy. And a polar bear says, really enjoying the radio this morning. I've lined up your audio with the muted video on my computer and you're both my commentators now. It's very clever. Deep return from Echeverri, who now has to go onto his backhand side. It'll be a short ball. Oh, Zverev comes in and is left powerless to deal with an awkward backhand volley right in front of the net.
Should have let it bounce. If he'd let it bounce, he had the whole court to play with. Could have had an easy put away. Instead, he tried to just be a little bit too clever.
Another break point chance for the Argentinians. Zverev just having to wait because, as you can hear, the crowd are not settling. The shot clock has been stopped at 11 seconds. Alison Hughes with a soft voice. Massaging the crowd a little. Zverev serves. Backhand reply from Echeverri. Short ball, which Zverev attacks. He's come in. Echeverri tries to pass him, but he can't.
Good work from Zverev. And we've seen that a couple of times, haven't we? Good hands on the volley. Just put so much knife on that ball. It almost burrowed away into the court. And Echeverri just couldn't dig it out. These are testing times, though, for Alexander Zverev.
Yep. And you feel that if Echeverri is to take this into a deciding set, he needs to capitalise at this stage. Oh, there's another big serve down the middle from Zverev, and in he comes, hammers away the plus one. Terrific serving from Zverev there, and his opponent all over the place. And the simplest of putaways as a result.
Mammoth serving there from Zverev. Just about his fastest serve of the match, that one, at 218 kilometres. Heading towards about 130 miles an hour.
We need two conversion rates. That's a great shot down the line on his backhand side from Zverev, and he manages to hold on, fends off two break points. Levels things up at two games all in the fourth set. We needed that conversion chart to go from Celsius to Fahrenheit, which someone sent us, and we promptly lost. And we could do with a kilometres to miles an hour for the serve as well.
It would be handy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So sometimes when you get the stats, you get them in miles an hour, and sometimes you get them in kilometres an hour, and you have to do a little quick calculation in your head. Anyway, it was definitely his fastest serve of the match so far, and one of his most important, because he was under pressure in that service game, and he came up with some really big serves when he needed them.
So we're at two games all in the fourth set. Echeverri back on serve, and he's trying to emulate Zverev with a big one down the middle of the court. Zverev off balance, managed to get it back in play. Up goes a high defensive ball now from Zverev, and Echeverri says thank you very much and powers away a comfortable winner.
Just on that scheduling question, I've just had a look at the provisional schedule, and it makes no mention of priority of which semi-final is first. It just says gentlemen singles.
Yeah. We will be left in suspense until probably sometime tomorrow to be sure of how they're going to play those ones. Now, all the time in the world for Echeverri. And he come up with another good serve to play a very straightforward little drop shot on the forehand side. Zverev not in the picture at all. That boys' doubles match that I mentioned has got a bit of a twist in it. Eksted and Schoen of the United States and Switzerland are 5-3 up in the second set, having lost the first set to Great Britain's Henry Searle and Keegan Rice of Canada. So another good serve from Echeverri. That takes his ace count to 5. And it takes him to 40 love in this service game. The advantage of serving first in set number 4, trailing by 2-1. The sun trying to come back out again. We've had quite a lot of shadow today. A lot of fluffy clouds, but don't panic. It's still a beautiful early summer's day in the French capital. Second serve, forehand reply down the middle of the court from Zverev, who then goes with an inside-in forehand. Slice on the backhand now from the German. And then he just watches and is quite pleased to see Echeverri's shot go long.
40-15.
There's just a slither of sunshine down the right side of the court from where we look in the broadcast booth, not on the court itself, just to the side of the tram line. So the ball boy on that side is in the sun. Echeverri, when he goes across to his towel in the front row of, well, it's the photographer's booth, they're all in the sun, but he's in the shade now as he serves to Zverev, who has to move back into the sunshine before hitting his return into the net. It's a hold to 15, and still Echeverri refuses to go away in his first Grand Slam quarterfinal.
Oh, he's acquitted himself extremely well as Echeverri, and he is continuing to use the scoreboard pressure that he has in this set to keep holding his own, taking care of his own business, try and force an opportunity on the Zverev serve. Michael says, totally unrelated to the current match, but while listening to today's broadcast, I wonder, is it a rule that women must wear tennis skirts instead of shorts? It seems a bit sexist in my opinion, if so. I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Well, thank you, Michael. Michael's in the US. And no, in fact, we've seen Sabalenka wearing shorts for all her matches so far at Roland Garros. So no, it's not a rule. And some of the women are wearing skirts and tops. Some of them are wearing dresses. Some of them were wearing shorts and tops. And yes, it would be sexist if they were forced to wear a skirt or a dress, but they're not.
And Kate says, one of my favourite things about your coverage is that the team broadcasting at the beginning of the tournament is the team for the duration of the tournament. You become our dear friends for 2 weeks. Well, oh, thank you, Kate.
That's nice, isn't it? Thank you, Kate.
We've lost Workshy, of course. Chris Bowers only wanted to do the first 10 days.
Well, he's got to move to TV. He's yeah, very glamorous.
He is.
Old Faulty Bowers, off he goes.
I mean, the only thing about that
multimedia
lovely
multimedia megastar.
About that lovely tweet, it's just a shame that we don't all become friends ourselves within the team.
I mean, the rest of us are friends, Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
There's always someone who's on the outs.
I know. I sense that I wasn't being invited anywhere.
0-15.
Courtney Walsh has arrived at the back of the box, still smarting over losing a bit of money in the derby at the weekend. These Aussies don't forget things, do they? You give him a bit of advice, he says, oh, anything, let me know. So out of the kindness of my heart, I mention the horse, doesn't win. He's given me grief for 5 days.
I did try and warn him.
Yes, you did. Oh, there's Zverev again, pouncing near the net as he has done on so many occasions, and fires away a forehand winner. So Echeverry looking to make inroads into the Zverev serve is denied on that occasion. It's 2-3, 15-all.
Afua says, everything, everywhere, Azarenka at once.
What?
Why do Pegulas fall in love?
You're right.
And Zoolander.